Okay, so we're learning Simen Chav Beis. Despite the fact that Simen Chav Beis is 20 sifim long, and we're only up to Yud, which sounds like half, but the rest of the Simen is Naklolim Pratim. You can see on this page, you have Tes Yud, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Aleph, Tes Vav, Tes Zayin, Yud Zayin, all on one side. Probably we'll be able to complete the simon. But I would like to go back to Siftes, because last week there were some individuals that were plainly distraught that something we ended up with and had a question on it. Siftes was the heter of Pesach L'Shusha Rabin, and I mentioned to you, we read the Pesach Tshuva, Rabbi Kiv Eiger. There's a dispute of Pesach L'Shusha Rabin means unlocked, or it means unlocked, or it means to be physically open. And the Achuluk Yedeis, I mentioned Rapam's Pshara, that by Yichud Rabbanan to be Simach and unlocked, and by Yichud Araisa to be more Machmir to leave it open. In cold weather, that's very difficult. I wonder if you could leave it closed and put a sign, open, come in. That works. It's all
like a story. People don't know.
Well, if you put a sign, free ice cream, free cookies and coffee, is that a good heter? You put a sign, come in, free coffee and cake.
Why not?
That should be a good heter, no?
Even if it's locked? If the door is locked,
no.
And you say, we come in.
I don't think that works.
Rebbe, is that as good as
the word free is an attraction? It says that the Meir Sasser once had says a klipa called chinam. Especially it's a horror called free. All right, but seriously speaking, the issue we had is at the end. I read the Beis Shmuel and Chakas Mechaikak. They both said that the heter of Pesach L'Shusha Rabin does not help for Gaspa. If you look in the Beis Shmuel on the top line, your Gimel, Bach Shepischei Sassim Shamei Chashash, Bayis Shepischei Sassim Pesach Shamei Chashash, Im Kina La Aser, if she's a Saita, they gave a Kina to Aser, because of the Mechaika, Kuadinim Gaspa Aser. Gaspa means you're very friendly, it's Aser. So the question that was asked at the very end was, what about adopted children when you rely on Pesach Pesach L'Shusha Rabin? And according to this, if you're very friendly, obviously an adopted child someone's very friendly with, so if there's no heta, Baila Beer is not a heta. That's said in Shulchan Aruch, the top line on this page, that that an adopted child, Baila Beer, doesn't help. So you leave the door open, but Pesach Pesach L'Shusha Rabin also doesn't help, then you're in big trouble. So, you're right. There are mekilin. Look in the Taz Ois Ches. It's a mistake. It's a hey. It's supposed to be a ches. The Taz Nevarim. Bayis Shepischei Gam Bezeh Yeshis Yichud Kishekina La'imai. That we say by a site. We say a ches. V'muvur Lehedya B'chumas Hadeshen. Simreish M'dalid B'shem Taisis the site. Avavadai gaspa oy krevasai vade mail is a pisla shusarabin. If it's just gaspa without kinala, without being a saita, then it's mutter. The Trumas Hadeshin inside doesn't say that gaspa itself is asa. Divrei Magia, the Taz's grandchild who published this, added to the Taz's heter. Kasev bechalkes mechaykets in good gimel by shulchus rabbim niradachidami begaspo bekina laaser and the vechenu b'chumas hadeshen the chalkes mechaykak and b'shmul said that's what b'shmul akal shaynei zelay nimsa b'chumas hadeshen. Shem doesn't say two things, kina la and separately gaspo. Rak in kina la, if he gave a kinoi which makes a gaspa, which shows a gaspa, b'shem tais desaita. Chasham yichud b'fiz b'shul zerabim b'tam shavish and the precisi the kina la v'avdi. Avo b'gaspa lesser shav. B'gam tam zel lesser b'gaspa. It's for Allah Hashmir. So he's makel on Gaspa. It's mashu that way because Sif Ches and Tes, in Ches, where it says they have to buy a year, it says Gaspa doesn't work. In Sif Tes, where it says Sofish Sharadim, it doesn't say Gaspa is an exception.
What does Gaspa mean?
Gaspa means very friendly. The gedder friendly, it says in the Varhalacha, is you would ask somebody to do you a favor that involves a tircha. That involves a difficulty. That's nothing to do with Gaspa. Gaspa is that you're so friendly with somebody that you would ask them to go out of their way, to go buy you something, go to the store, buy something. That's what it means.
I just want to say something.
Now, I just want to add, the Chachmas Adam and Archa Shulchan both bring the Heter of Sivtes and don't say an exception for Gaspa. When they read the Heter of Sivtes, by the year, they say accept Gaspa. When they read that to Sivtes, they don't say accept Gaspa, which means that Pesach Shisarab should help in all cases.
I don't think, I'm just saying, somebody's second marriage. His wife has the same thing.
Stepchild be the same, except there it's not always Gaspa. An adopted child is always a certain love. A stepchild, unfortunately, sometimes there is, sometimes there is not.
Same
child, yeah. It could be in Lumdis. What's the heter psuch l'shusar abin? It could be because you're afraid. Or it could be, because that's not yichud. Yichud is being alone, it's not yichud. It could be, it depends on that. If it's because you're afraid, says the same as sifches, bailo be'ir, you're afraid. Sifches, you're afraid, so gospel is awesome. If you learn psuch l'shusarab, the heter is, that's not yichud. Yichud means to be alone in a closed room, in a locked room or a closed room. If it's not yichud, then
why
we know
it be
that, because it's open to a public place. It's not yichud.
It's more than that.
Let's say a man goes on a date to a lounge, and it's a quiet day. There's nobody in the lounge. It's just him and her. So it's mutter because that's not yichud. Sufish Zarab means that people come and go. I think so. Alright?
My stepson, stepbrother and sister. Same thing with a very different deal, didn't
they? Same answer. A step means there's no blood really relationship between them, of course.
He has a son, and she has a daughter, something like that.
So it's common in second marriage.
So the one with the
Yisurim of Yehudah. By the way, or Gaspa is not a head. By what? It's the same thing. There's no difference adopted not adopted. Just by the way is not a head. But Pesach Shurabim was saying, even though it affects Bishmol Aser, the Taz, and presumably Chachmas Adam Archa Shulchan, they're all made. We discussed this. That Ba'albi has nothing to do with coming. It's a mentality. We discussed this. We heard the last week. The Machleis Tchidon and the Chazainish. If it's just you might come, or it's just a mentality. Ba'albi or a person behaves. Right? That's what we're talking about. He'll never come. She's on the phone with him. He's talking to her from Manhattan. So, you know, it takes about 3 hours to get from Manhattan to Brooklyn in the middle of the day. You go through Lakewood, you drive to Lakewood and come back through Rivera's Arizona.
So, the husband doesn't even know where she is. So, the husband might be where she is.
I don't know what you're talking about. Baila Beer has nothing to do with he might come. We spoke about that last week. Baila Beer, the Chidah holds he might come. The Chazainish, and I mentioned a few others, hold that it's a mentality. It has nothing to do. Right, and we mentioned that, right?
So it could be not only Baal Be'er, it could be brother-in-law Be'er.
Brother-in-law Be'er doesn't do anything.
Brother-in-law Be'er, what about the mentality about the brother-in-law? He's a big guy, he's very close to the husband, and that's the mentality.
What in the world does that have to do? Well, you're afraid of your brother-in-law coming to your house. He's got a very friendly brother-in-law, that's why.
Sometimes I don't know he's in a home run.
Okay, so. Okay.
It comes out.
Sorry, you have to do it. It's more common than the American.
Because if she had to bottle beer.
She knows how to bottle it.
That's right. That's right. The married woman goes away.
She's a real. She
behaves more. It is that way. Married woman presumably behaves more.
Doesn't matter when you adopted a child.
Adopted child, the same rules. Okay, I'd like to talk to you a little about traveling in a car. Obviously, in a car in town, there's no real yichud. Traveling in a car on a highway, in a secluded area, it should be a problem. What about traveling on the Palisades? It's not secluded. There are many cars. There's a Chuma Nigris Maisha, and Ezer Chelik Dalid, a Simis Samachay. It's a series of chuvis on the Inyanim of Yichud. It was published posthumously, and it's one of those chuvis where people are a little skeptical. As you know, there's been some pushback on the chuvis that were published after the Ptira of Rav Moshe, and Chelik Zay and Ches and Tess of Nigris Moshe. Rav Belsky would not allow Degris Moshe, Chelik Ches and Tess into the shelf in Camp Agoda. There's one particular tshuva which was written to one of the Sfarim in Hilchas Mukta, and it's published, the question about whether you're allowed to pick up a pet. In Nigris Moshe, the tshuva, a pet, a pet, a child, not a child, a dog or a cat. And the way the letter is published in the person was written to, it says that it's aser. And the way it's published in the Gris Moshe, it has two words here, it's chutz mepets. Like it was here, he says, you're not pick up animals. It was here, chutz me, it says, I think, shtasheya, parentheses, the word pets. And the letter, the person who received the letter has the original letter. And it's very, it's a very, what?
Shabbos,
a Shabbos, of course, yeah. It's a Shabbos. Not pick up animals. So, what?
It's Muktzah?
It's Muktzah, right. Animals are all Muktzah. You're allowed to pet them, but you're not allowed to lift them off, pick them off the ground. That says in Shulchan Aruch.
So the original letter says
it doesn't say Chutz. Those two words were added in the Gris Moshe. In the Chuvas, yeah. Now, it may be that the person who added it heard of the Piashmua from Rav Moshe, but it's not a proper thing to add it. You know, you put an asterisk in the bottom and you write Shabbati. So, I don't know. I don't think anybody would deliberately put in something he didn't think Rav Moshe held of, but nevertheless, it's a problem. Now, there's another thing. Where Rav Moshe, before he published his Chuvas, he reviewed them, he fixed them, he corrected them. This is written in the introduction to the first Igros Moshe that was published posthumously. The Moshe would normally go through them, rewrite them, and etc. And he didn't do it to these tshuvas. I would like to do today is read to you a tshuva that was published posthumously about going in a car, and a tshuva that was published in an earlier chelif b'chayav. And I'm confused. I really don't know what to make of it. So I'm reading to you from Ezra Chelik. It's a driver is a man and the passenger is a woman. Yeah, well, if you're moving, or sometimes you drive in Brooklyn. Sometimes in Brooklyn you're not moving too much. You get red lights, you get traffic, but it means that your goal is to be moved.
It's the driver and a
driver and a woman. So I'm going to read to you the language here in Eved Ezer Chelik Dalid, which is the seventh volume of Igros Moshe. Lita yachad isha b'mechaynis, parentheses, car, l'chatchila vada ein lahatir. Da'av she'ikid esiyasam te'y al derech hagadayla. Even though they're driving, ikid esiyasam, the main driving is on a highway. Shesham noisim ha'palayla harbe inchi b'mechunayis. There are many people are driving at night. Aval ha'efsher la'hasei min ha'derech ha'gedayla, derech katana. The driver can turn off the main road and go on to a side road. Ha'piyayimu la'yesh lachash. And even by day we should be chayshu shenichu ha'mechaynis ala derech. Maybe they'll park on the side of the road v'yisrachu min ha'derech v'vakim sheshi lanais. And they'll go into the woods and they'll be ayran ha'veris. So he says he should answer because he could turn off the road, or he could pull over and go into the woods. If it's a shasat chak, for example, shetzricha ichsha meishchaynaisav gamkein lisa lamakim shul tzarech, that you have to take along. A man is driving somewhere, and his wife, his neighbor, asks for a lift. He says b'shasat chak. He says you can be mekel. Now what's the chash? You might turn off the road. Well, when you turn off the road, you'll be doing an aveira. But when you're not turning off the road, you're not doing an aveira. It's very hard to understand. What does it mean? You're not going the highway because maybe you're going to turn off. Say you're not be with the door wide open. Maybe you're going to close the door. It's very hard to understand what the words are. At the end, he said, "V'shasat chak yishusmaich." He brings, but. Well, you know, in the city there's no road to turn. If you give someone a ride from Yeshiva Tarvadas to Taguda Madison, there's no place to turn. There's no traffic. He means I don't think he meant. Now this sounds like a very strange isser. If Rav Moshe said it, he said it. You know what am I going to say? But it sounds like a very strange issue even for Al-Khadkhillah. Now what makes it more problematic is that during his lifetime, Rav Moshe published a tshuva on the topic in Igris Moshe Yerideya Chelek Beis Simin Pei Beis B'isha Shetzricha Lisa Lahamikva B'Texi Texi with an ayin, the literature Texi, not Texi. So Liera Cheres, she has traveled to another city. Could she go along with the taxi driver? So he doesn't mention anything about turning off the road. It's toiv if the driver is a man that the husband should go with her. Which is cars. Taxi. She says it's hard to see. She mistaver apabakim she ain't lachus shem yaveli debia mamish. In a car, there's no chash bia. So yesh lachus yaveli sharis karvas chibuk kedishu kedaima nami yesh lasi yichud. We spoke about this the other day. Whether they ask it because of other types of iskarvas, and therefore he says the chatchila the baal should go miyev shalabayla liseita kagoyin sheish tinuk v'bayis. Like then he has to babysit. Ain't less a lot of a taxi. Kibin shuasi p'malachtai. Gam yoshech cheskes le'marum nasai. He says he's also good as malacha. Therefore, it's a heter unique to a taxi. Kibin shiasi yichud mamish leka. It's not his yichud. Should they say abederek she'ovim rabim? He's going in a road with many cars. You can't listen because of b'shasalchem. So, the idea Ramesh doesn't mention any idea. He might turn off the road. He might go into a different spot. Which seems strange to us. If Moshe held that way, he held that way. But in a tshuva printed Chelek Hay towards the end of his life, he didn't write any such thing. So it's very difficult to understand why he would have changed and said such a chiddush in a different tshuva, which I don't even know the date of the tshuva. It was written later than the other one was published.
The taxi driver is a guy. Is it better than a yid?
Well, a guy is better because there's sichas the rabbana. Also, a taxi driver there's a le'maruv nasai, which is, may not apply to someone doing you a favor. But be that as it may, it's very hard to know what to make of it. The halach yelech is that the paiskim is if you're traveling on a populated road, on a road that has cars going, then it's okay. Rav Palm lived on East 7th. Between Didmus and Catalia, which, as Brooklyn streets go, is not a particularly busy thoroughfare, and he said that that their cars, I don't know if he said through the night, but late into the night, there are cars coming down the block at any given time. There are cars going down the block with Waze. It's certainly that way. Right? Waze takes you through the side streets, and therefore it's a difficult tshuva to figure out. the tracking the taxi. If he diverts, so I don't think, even though if nobody complains, I don't think anybody's going to care. But you mean, yeah, but then they don't care. Who cares where he is? If the passenger doesn't complain, who cares? They don't care. They only care if the passenger complains. He's not working for a company. He's driving one of their passengers. Okay, maybe I don't know if there's really a meritus of it, but if there is, then you're right. But our Kapanah was saying is that it's mutter anyway in this type of a situation, and I think that's the halach yelech generally of the paiskim. Okay, so we've gone through the three basic haterim of a shomer. He said a child of the opposite gender. In other words, a man with a woman, if the man's sister is there, the woman's brother is there, it's a good shomer. And by night you need an extra shomer because someone might go to sleep or does go to sleep. That we had, and then we had the heter of Baal Beer, we had the heter of Psoch L'Shasarab. Let's see Sifyod. We'll go through the remaining halachis. Sifyod talks about there are five women that Chazal say Sainim Zezah, they hate each other. Now, hating is a very strong language, but it certainly means that they naturally are prone to dislike one for the other. So what the Gemara says, the Mishnah, I think, that these five women, you're allowed to be miyachid with them, because since they normally one man and two women are aser. But when you have two women that don't like each other, if one is going to do something wrong, the other one would rather get that one in trouble than be a partner in the crime that they're doing. So what are the five women that hate each other? Now, you may have your own personal experiences about relatives, but let's see what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Sifyon. Mutil siyachin im shtei yevamais. What shtei yevamais? It means you have three brothers. Three brothers. One brother is not being miyachid with his sister-in-law. Sister-in-law is an erva, but his two sister-in-laws is mutter. Why the two sister-in-laws mutter? Because they're thinking, if I ever fall to Ibum, if the husband's still alive, but it may happen someday that if my husband dies, I'll fall to Ibum to this man, and then my sister is also going to fall to Yibam, and we're going to both fall to Yibam to the same fellow.
We'll have kids.
They could have kids, and today we don't even do Yibam. So I'll tell you in a minute. So it says Mutlis Yachidim Shtei Yavamis. It seems like a very awkward thing. They're married. They're thinking my husband will die. He'll do Yichud, and her husband will die. He'll do Yibum to both of us. The whole thing is a Chiddush Gadol. Or the Shtei Yevamos, a Shtei Tzaris. A Shtei Tzaris, you can understand. Doesn't mean they're his Tzaris. That means they're both married to a different man. They're both married to someone, and that man is not even in the city, let's say. He's Labi Miyachid to these two wives. Today, we don't have, thanks to the Chaim of Egesh, we don't have men with two wives. But in theory, it's a heter. Now the next three we do have. In Isha v'chamaisa, a woman and her mother-in-law. Now it's interesting, in Feresh Halach and Shulchan Aruch, that a woman and mother-in-law don't like each other. Why don't they like each other? Chazal, in language, a mother-in-law always feels that the daughter-in-law took away her son. There is a certain amount of that type of friction that exists. So mother-in-law and daughter-in-law have a tendency not to like each other. So you're allowed to be miyach. It doesn't mean your mother-in-law. It means a woman and her mother-in-law who come in to a place, so you're mutter b'yichud to the two of them. Stama you're mutter b'yichud. Or if isha u'baz b'ayla, or a woman and her stepson. Her stepson, she's...
Stepdaughter.
Woman and her stepdaughter, you'll be miyachid, a woman and her stepdaughter. A woman sees her stepchildren as stealing her Yerusha. Because her husband, if it's her children, I think at the Yerusha, at least it's her children. But the stepchildren, they're like stealing a Yerusha. They're in line to steal a Yerusha. Oy, im isha ubas chabaisa. A woman with her sister-in-law, with her mother-in-law's daughter. Nesha site is as zu azu. They mechape zu azu. They have rachmanis. So these five relationships are aser. I would think today shtei yavamis should be mutter. We don't do yivam bizman hazeh. I think it's mutter. It's a funny thing. The chachmasadam, the aruch hashulchan, they just bring this halacha. You don't say bizman. It's a heter. It's heter to be miyachid with a man with his two sisters-in-law, and they don't say chutz mi bizman hazeh. So someone pointed out there's a chemdesh shleiman simin yud, who says, well, they don't say not bizman hazeh. Must be it's in the teva habriya that they don't like each other. Since the Torah says they fall team together, it's in the teva habriya that their sisters-in-law don't like each other. So I don't know what to say. It's very, very difficult. You know, Kabbalah Nikabel, I don't know what to say. You're talking about a heter. You know, it's a heter. Pashas, it doesn't apply bizman hazeh, but I don't know what to do.
Okay. If the husbands have children, does the head not apply anymore?
I would think it doesn't, and yet it doesn't say. It should be such an obvious thing. Only one of them has to have children, right? Only one of them has to have children.
Children
could
die.
Children could die. Everyone's going to die.
If one has children and the other one doesn't,
it's only one of them will fall to him, not both.
No, but even one falls to him, she could fall to him through the husband of the other one.
Right.
No, so they could take sober service. Even if only one
dies. No, we're talking about Reuven being miyachid with Shimon's wife and Levi's wife.
Right.
So Shimon's wife and Levi's wife, they can't both marry Reuven. They can't both marry Reuven if one has a child. Now, she might end up marrying Shimon. That's what you mean, if her husband dies. Okay. If women just hate each other just for the fun of it, outside of the halachic rules, so I don't know if that's I don't know, but I don't see a heter. It's very hard to measure sinner.
They don't speak with each other.
I don't see a heter. It's very subjective. It's very hard to measure. Can't marry if one has children. I mean, if only one of the two. Second half of the sif, v'chein im isha sheyesh ima tinoikis katana, a woman who has with her a young girl, what age? Yoidas tambia. What does that mean? Yoidas tambia. So the taich of yoidas tambia, it says in the Taz Tes, he quotes Rashi in the Taz, the top of the second column. Yoidas tambia pirish Rashi sheteida mahi bia. She knows what bia is. Sheteda lasapidvarim. She'll know to say over what bishuk what she saw. So what's the age? Going back to the Shulchan Aruch Sifyud, she yedas tambia. She knows what she's seeing. Veina moiseres atzmalabia. Again, quoting here from Rashi, and the Taz quotes Rashi that veina moiseres atzmalabia means she has no taiva for bia. Loilavsha yetzara. She doesn't have a desire. So that's. They say until the age of at least 9. So between the age, there's no number here, between the age where she understands what she's seeing by a bia, and the age where she has a taiva that they could talk her into it also, so then she's a good shemeres. Now I don't know what age women know what's going on, if they see a bia that the girl would relate it, no idea, but it's obviously less than 9. So maybe 7, 8, 9. Until 9, that would be the age. So such a girl is a shemeres for the other woman with a man. So a man with two women is aser because he might be mizana with both of them. In this sif, we have a case where if he's mizana with one, he won't come to be mizana with the second, either because the second hates the first one and wants to get her in trouble, or if the second doesn't have a taivus bia, so Einam is an alfanel fishim agala saida, and therefore we're not afraid that they're going to that they're going to do bia. Okay, so you have a heter.
The woman says that's going to be about the woman, right?
The woman, right. The ketana. She's the age where she has no desire for bia. That's what Eina Maseres Lebia means. She doesn't have a desire, she has no taiva for it.
So that the children that go over to Beis Yaakov, 9, 10, 11, it's completely foreign to them. I don't know when this was written, whether it was school.
Did you take a poll? I don't know. I would tend to think so. The Taz does qualify it a little afterwards. That
they got married earlier,
and you think they were less, they talked about these things more? I don't know what to make of it. You say the chumrah that the kula shouldn't apply. It's all over the internet, yeah, but I don't know that 7, 8 year olds are.
Is there in this the yichud just with the kanush?
Oh, what does it seem? What does it seem from this sif? Seems that there's no issa, right? So let's see sif yirav. There's a bit of a stira, what you're asking. Between yud and yirav, there appears to be a stira. Nobody in the page asks it as a stira. But all right, so let's see. You're right. Let's see Sif Yud Aleph. Okay, so Sif Yud, it said a girl between the age of, we'll call it 7 and 9, is a good shmira for another woman. But wait, Sif Yud Aleph. Tinaike Shifchusa Mi Basholish. A girl that's less than 3 years old, or a Tinikpach Mi Ben Tes, or a male less than 9, Mutalis Yachinimah. Then there's no yichud. Shle gazur elal yichud isha roi labia. Visha roi labia. A woman under 3 is called ena roi labia. A man under 9 is called ena roi labia. So easy sif, nothing to talk about. It's something that's mutter. But over 3, what does it say here? A girl that's over 3 years old, there is an iser. So it seems to be a steward to sif yud. In sif yud, it said that. Let's say an 8-year-old girl is a good shmira, a man to be miyachid with an erva plus an 8-year-old is mutter. And here it says a man to be miyachid with an 8-year-old is aser. Very difficult to understand. He's also with the 8-year-old. Say, oh, call in your sister-in-law and then it'll be mutter. What? With her it's aser, and you're going to call in her relative and it becomes mutter. Very hard to understand this. So the Chalkas Machaikik Tezvav, without asking the Karsha, he says, Tidai Kishibchuzim Bas Gimel, Ulamaila Mi Gimel, Kay Tezvav, and the Chalkas Machaikik, Avulamaila Mi Gimel, over 3, Avshay Miseras Asim Labia. We just said she has no interest in Bia. Yeshlochish Loinis Ulapitoi. Very strange loss. It sounds like it means Yeshlochish Loinis, not only to Pita, Oinis, because of our Torah, the Chilas Simon, Vashay Bas Gimel Ulamaila. So what's he saying? That we're chayshish for einus, it sounds like. When the girl is over 3, between 3 and 9, so she has no interest in bia, but if we're chayshish, she's going to be ma'anisar, and that could happen. So this goes against what I had spoken about earlier. I had spoken about in the beginning that the Chachmas Adam says the chashish is pitoy. Nafgamina was the amount of time the seyichud, enough time not just for the ma'isavia, but for pitoy, and it should come to it. So, and the Chachmas Adam says that the chashash is chashash pitoy. The Ramesh and the Grismesh says pitoy. The Chazenish says the chashash is pitoy. He says loynechshedu Yisrael ala einus. The Jews are chashit, the honest people, but pitoy is a bigger, is an aveira that's, it's not as crude, and it's more, it's hard. See here, it's hard to understand what chalkas v'chaykik means, oynis u'pitoy, what exactly he means. So I saw, because Einish seems to explain, it means pitoy ktana oynisu. Doesn't mean that you're going to forcibly do it. It means he's going to give her some candy. He's going to be mefatar. In a way, we say Peter Ketana Oynesua, a Ketana that you can convince Peter Ketana Oynesua. So, according to that understanding, it's not a steward to Sifyut. The Sifyut Aleph, a man is alone with a child, he's going to give her toys or games or candy in order to be mefatah. So, there's an issue. In the previous Sif, we said you have an adult woman and this 8-year-old girl. So it's not really, we said a man and two women, he'll be mefata both of them. But here it's like two different chashashes. The chashash on the adult is the typical pitoy of romance of a taiva. And the chashash of the ketana is candy and toys. So typically the adult woman, if you try to bribe a child with candy to do this, she's not going to stand for it. If they're both, if he's doing averus for both of them is one thing. But the two different chashashes, one is adiktana, is one type of pita, and the gedolah is something else. So it could be that's why, the fact is, in Sifyut it's mutter. And in Sifyut Aleph is nevertheless also because of a separate chashash.
I don't know how old was Nina when she was raped by Hashem?
How old was Dina? Shimon and Levi were 13. So Dina was born a couple of years later.
She was younger.
She was younger, but she was only 3. And they were manasar, so it's not a Shaila Pitoy. I don't know. They're manasar. It says that Shimon and Levi, it's a medrash, that for the Bar Mitzvah Pshetl, they said a Shtukul Torah about Ben Nayach that's kidnapped someone that the Chayim Misa, the whole city is Chayim Misa on Dinim. Such a thing. How do I know it? The Sfasemis quotes it. He says, that's why we have a minute to sing in when a Bar Mitzvah boy says a Pshetl. Because they should have sang in when Shimon Levi said that Pshetl. They said the Pshetl. And Yaakovina listened. He didn't say anything. You correct the Bar Mitzvah with a Pshetl. Said Pshetl, the whole city is Chayim Misa when they kidnap someone. So what do you know? The next day they go out and they kill the whole city. So he says that's where the meaning. I'm not sure that he means it seriously, but he says that's where the meaning came from.
Is it more
edition of the Shachnor? It doesn't bring that God.
Even the adult woman, if the person is not nefsha, the minimum shear should be pita. It is pita, the shear is pita, that's why it's more than just a few seconds. Okay, it says here, ayin,
it doesn't say what he was Megia Khan, so it's a lot. But okay, it seems they're bothered him, Taka. It would be nice if it's a guy is Peter Khan. Okay, so that's Sifyut and Sifyut Aleph. Let's go to Sifyut Beis. More than nine is what? What? More than nine is a yichud girl, right? Over 9 years old, an uncle can't babysit his 9 or 10 year old niece. Until 9. Hold on, between 3 and 9 is also us. Be'ichon, unless there's someone else there. Yeah, I'm sorry. Can't babysit over 3, but if there's one woman over 9 that has to be a woman under 9, I don't know, maybe it has to be over 12. Right. A man, an uncle babysitting a nephew and a niece. By day is mutter. The time they go to sleep, you need extra shimer. What? Well, leaving. Probably a chino. It's hard to ask her. They had some dinya for them. Okay, even mitzvahs. A Sifyut Beis. Sifjud Beis, in a strange, a sad way, Sifjud Beis has taken on a new meaning, as you'll see in a moment. And Dragonus, Enem is Yachidim Hanashim. Now, Dragonus, you all know, Rashi always says in the Gemara, Yesh by Simani, Yesh by Simani, Simani Zach, by Simani Nekeva. Now, and Dragonus, Enem is Yachidim Hanashim. The Misyachid ain't makin Isai. Neshu Safik. For all dinim in the Torah, an andragonist is a Safik. Safik Zacha, Safik Nekeva. So he can't be Misarfim to Midian, but he has to put on tefillin because he may be a Zacha. So, Neshu Safik. So, he's also Biyichud. With whom? All it says, En Misyachid im Hanashim. Abloish, Misyachid im andragonist. Why is that? The man can be yachid and dragonist. Maybe she's a female. Zokt chalkes b'chalkik tazayin. The neshu suffik. I feel like misyachin im anoshim. Why? They this yichud rak b'ishav adoes. Like nechshedu Yisrael a suffik zachar. My shoes do avadei zachar. A man is not interested in a suffix zachar. Nobody's interested in Tashish with a suffix zachar. A man would not interested. It says it a little more clearly in Beishmuel Tezayin, above Tezayin. Beishmuel Tezayin, in the middle of Beishmuel. A dragonist enem siachin enoshim hatam. Du misavali isha. Now, dragonist has taiva for women. Isha Gemura. Cherasa siachin enoshim. A man doesn't have a taiva for a suffik isha. So what does he say here? A man doesn't have a taiva for this type of woman. It's a pnuya. Some do, some don't. Yeah, but pnuya remembers us in the Rabbanan anyway. But some do, some don't. Depends on their hormones. The androgynous, many of them hormonally are straight man, a straight woman, and the hormones determine whether she'll grow breasts and whether her voice will be feminine and whether she gets a period. The outside structure is a mixed structure. I don't think we have as man as an androgynous as a full aver of a zachar and a full aver aver of a nekeva. The few cases that I'm familiar with, it's a nekev, if there's Dr. Babs, a nekev like a woman, and some sort of a gid usually in the nekev, which is similar to a man. And as you know, today they typically do different types of surgery for it. But I'll tell you where it comes up. I just want to finish. The Beishmuel Chakas Mechaikik said a man with an androgynous is mutter. The Goyin and the Bir Agra, it's a very unusual Bir Agra, his sharp language. You see the Bir Agra, the first one on your page, your test. Androgynous, Kashalaholmai. He says, I can't take this. What does Kashalaholmai mean? I can't take this Shulchan Aruch. Pasap Androgynous, Mesiyim Betumtum. First of all, he starts Androgynous and Yisachim Dashim. Yisachim Dashim. Avol Ish, Yisachim Androgynous and Yisachim Tumtum. He ends by talking about a Tumtum. So first of all, that bothers him. Vloyiska Tumtum Bereish. That's one thing. Vloy. Tumtum Af Imha Isha Mutter. What are you afraid of by a Tumtum? He can't physically do Bia. Vloy Tanya B'teisefta.
Maybe he can do it.
But he doesn't have an aver. The tumtum doesn't have an aver of a zachar.
He can be the recipient of the from with.
No, so imo isha he can't be a recipient. That tumtum afemi it says actually afemi isha mutter. But the recipient we say a man is not misavet to such a woman. Va'oy the type of tisef tisham in androgynous is yachid loyim anashim loyim nashim. He says why does it say here that an androgynous mutter with a man because he doesn't have taiva for her. He says that Tisefta says Loila Nashim Loim Nashim. Ubekesimishna Tirits. The Ramah Svirlai Tisefta Svirlai Rabbi Yehuda Seif Kedushin. Rasslam Androgynous Chashim Zachar. So he wants to say that the Tisefta is not La Halacha. Dvar of Chashim Kachaymis Lashinayim. The Gemara doesn't usually write such a Lashon. Says words are hard like vinegar to the teeth. Didn't he get her teeth? Okay, my kavim de sefta. Kate said, "Shavu l'nashim v'chulu." Is yachin v'nashim v'nashim? Hafilu v'nashim okay. Anyway, he holds that it's aser and dragus with yichud with both. Now, this is all because the plate is a very difficult issue, which I've had the shaila already with people. Who someone told me in the office, and he has a fellow worker, and the two men, so there's no yichud, right? And then one day the worker tells him that he was born a female, and he did a sex change operation, and now so he's a male, and so now he wants to know if he can be miyachid with him or her, however you want to. Now, I once saw there was a joke in the Reader's Digest, but a Japanese tourist trying to talk to someone, so he pulls out his translation book. And he says, "Good morning, sir or madam, as the case may be." You know, so he reads the book. Good morning, sir, madam. Today, you have to say, "Good morning, sir, madam, as the case may be." You know, like it's so the shaila is, what do you do in such a case? Now, it's a problem. When a person is born, the person stays in halacha. And what they do is they actually take hormone pills and sometimes develop physically as a woman. In certain ways, they're never going to grow a uterus, but they grow, they develop as a woman, and it's very, very difficult to know. The strict halacha is they're a male or a female. Now, a woman who changes herself to a man is not asa b'yichud with a woman, because he can't do bia, he has no physical ability. The sex change operation don't give him an ability to do tashmish like a man. So what? And she's still a woman, and the sex change doesn't do anything anyway. There's no, it's not shayach to olisa. The shayla is the reverse when it's born a woman, and now it's a man. But she's now walking around as a man, and he thinks he's a man, and now she tells him, or he tells him that I was born a woman. What is in the seichud? It's a very difficult thing.
Maybe they can't be miyachid with themselves.
Certainly. Okay.
After the regardless, they have the surgery.
What?
After the person has the surgery, is it possible to be with that person?
They create an artificial vagina. My understanding is they have no pleasure for
it.
A man can't do. No,
they make the woman into a man.
He can't do. If the nikvus is blocked up, if they block up the chelak hamikveh, you're right. And then it goes back to Rav Moshe saying whether we're chayshish v'chiba kadisha. But anyway, if it's not physically possible, then it's okay. A man who they change to a woman doesn't have normal. Doesn't have normal pleasure of tashmish. The woman's pleasure of tashmish, it doesn't happen with an artificial vagina. And he has he who became a she. Right, so you can do shalai kedarka. So the question is, if there were chayshish, should be a shalai kedarka on these isur. So I don't know. It's a difficult thing. We do have here the concept that ain't a misave. It's hard to stretch it. We would say for a woman's very ugly, okay, that you can't say because it's not an objective thing.
How about a saris?
What about it?
How about a saris? It's not misave either.
Right. Okay. So that I want to talk about. A man who can't have a kishui is mutar b'bia. There's no isabia. There's a tshuva. In tshuvas van Haggis, it's not fair to be makel in these type of things. Or Sternbuch, about a man who has Alzheimer's, lo yaleinu, apparently can't have an arousal, can't have a kishui. So he says there's no isabia. It's a chelakei of tshuvas van Haggis, tshuva shin lamed aleph. There's no isayichud. I'm sorry. There's no isayichud on somebody who has a man who has Alzheimer's because he's not capable of a kishui. So that applies to any such case. What? A man in a coma. What? So it's hard. We say that there's no, the Gemara has a lashon that there's no over the hill for Arayas. It says even a very old woman puts on makeup what's she putting on makeup for? But the Gemara says
she said that he was an old man. Stay away from women.
That's correct. But somebody who's in has a medical condition, I guess that's different. Let's learn the remaining Sifim. Sifyat Gimel.
This person who said that he was born a woman.
The question of he had nemanis. It's a good question whether he has nemanis or not. The halacha is by Moshe David Legluye, it's mutter. Some that will be in the scala, people know.
So why
can't
be in the scala?
Okay, I don't know.
Hopefully not.
Okay. Sifyut Gimel. Tiknu chacham she'enoshe b'sapra zub and zub b'beis hakisei. Kidei shlo yikoni shamish v'yisyach enimohem. They had a beis hakisei out an outhouse. An outhouse, they didn't lock the door, and it wasn't private, it was a yichud issue. So a man may walk into the Beis HaKisei with a woman, and Achai should do it deliberately, but so the mutter is for them to talk in the Beis HaKisei. Why do you need a heter to talk? In Hilchos Beis HaKisei, in Archaim Simen Gimel, it says that you're not supposed to talk in a bathroom. The Mishnah Berurah says, Yeshaimer means only when a person is physically Eisat Zrachav, at the time he's Eisat Zrachav, that a person is not supposed to talk for Kabbalistic reasons. And see here, they made a takana that the women could or presumably should talk. The Yeshayim in the Ramah says, "Dafka b'yimei, I'm sure you're about to get to his besadais." B'zman hazeh, shem b'yir, a lachush nowadays, or Ramah's days in the 1500s, certainly today, this whole sif doesn't really apply. Because there's no b'yichud. Because they had out in the field, they had outhouses. Right. So you say Bizmanenu, you mean he shouldn't say Yemei Bizmanenu. He should say if it's in the sod, that's Aser. It's true. Sifya Dalid. Listen to this one. Loiselech Isha Bishuk Ubna Achareha. When a woman's walking her child in the street, it ever happened the child refuses to walk? So what do parents do? On a weekday, you carry them. On Shabbos, what do? The child doesn't walk. So you just walk ahead and hope that he'll follow. So loyselech isha b'shuk u'b'na achreha. Why? Listen to this. Shem yitvois b'na. Somebody might grab the child. V'telech achreha v'lazira. She's going to run after this man. It's kidnapping a child. V'yisaylu l'bar resham shatapsua. They're going to run with the child to a private place, and then they're going to be mizana with her. They're going to try to be mizana with her.
So
oh, really? You had this? Isn't it strange? I would think, don't walk. They might grab your child. Period. They might grab your child. They might grab your child. So, what did the Mepharshim say? No one's interested in kidnapping a little kid. You know, it's like O. Henry's story. Red Chief?
Ransom of Red Chief.
The ransom of Red Chief. Red Chief was there. Somebody kidnapped a child. They set the ransom. The child was a terror. So the parents said, do me a favor, keep the child as long as you could. At the end, the kidnappers paid a ransom until they should take the child back. You know, it's like a child gets lost and the cop gets a hold of him. They have to find the parents. The child's a terror. So the child says, you think they'll ever find my mother? He says, no, there are too many places for her to hide. So at any rate, with the chashash is they're going to deliberately take the child to get the mother into a private place. Siftezvav, eime manin afilu adam nema v'kashu liya shemer v'chatzim. This is very negaya. Today I have security personnel. So don't appoint a man, even a kosher man, to be a shemer v'chatzim yeish by nashim, to be a shemer l'seir mikvah, or a girl's school. Well, girl's school has many men. Apishu oime b'chutz. Wow. Ain't apichubis la'arayis. It says here, you're not allowed to have a guard, even if it's a guard standing outside for a woman's facility, for a place where women are. What's the heter today? So the Mepharshim here explain that this means that this guard is in charge of them. He has to be at work. He has to tell them, get into bed, go to sleep. He's in charge. Our security people are not hired to interact with the personnel. They're hired just to keep outsiders from coming in. That's not what this means. it means to be a shomer b'chatzar, it means he interacts with them, and then it's awesome. Sifta Zayin, liyimna adam afetshupas abeisa, shulig ishtay l'dvar aveira. Don't appoint a man to be a butler in your house, because he's going to become too friendly, chashash will become too friendly with the wife of the house. Yud Zayin, asur l'tama chacham lishkayin b'chatzar sheyesh ve'almana. So it's only asur for tama chacham to be in a chatzar, in a courtyard, where it's him and almana, atuleinu misyachad ima. He's very careful. Ne'achashad, elam kenish de'ima. Ne'achashad, people, Chazal say, talk more about the midei chachamim than about regular people. So, in a private chatzar, in a private courtyard, you shouldn't have a man and a woman. I guess it means, I don't know, it means a two-family house with a shared the hallway. Is that what it means? An almana on one floor, a man who doesn't have a wife on the other floor. Cul-de-sacs. Okay, cul-de-sacs today, usually multiple homes, but it would be two homes, it would be the same thing.
What does it say? He's a single man and
married man? It says, Elu Kenish Da'imai. Well, a married man whose wife is not here, right? Yeah, it would be the same thing. Yudches Amon Asur Legadal Kelav Ne'achashad. I don't know what to do with this. It says a single, it doesn't say a single woman. It said Amon, someone who was already Tayim Tambia. It's not out of a Kelav Ne'achashad. I mentioned in the past that it seems in earlier generations there was this one perversion which seems to be a bit more common in the time of Chazal than today, which was this type of interaction with animals. A sifya test, like tikni isha avadim zcharim, afiloktanim ne'achashad. A woman should not purchase slaves that are males, ibiktanim ne'achashad. Okay, Mr. Lincoln took care of this one. There are no slaves today. A sifchaf, sifchaf has to do with being a tutor. This is nageya. Mishain lo isha. Seems so. Which I do. It's a fresh Shulchan Aruch, and the shatz used to be less today. But who says? Someone says that the isser. I think that the lashon isser here. Of the neuter, that is obviously.
A female
dog is okay. The okay, it's true today. If they neuter, then there's no issue. I mean, yid is not allowed to neuter an animal, but if you purchase a neutered animal. Sifchaf, Mishen lo yisha lo yilma tinaikis. A single man shouldn't be a rebbe. Deisha imay sabanim bois lebeis hasefer lebneihem. Benimsa misgare benoshim. So we understand that today, where we teach in schools, not privately, in schools with multiple rooms and multiple people, this doesn't apply. But it applies to a tutor who's tutoring in a situation where the woman come. And they talk to them about their child. A woman shouldn't tutor men. Nay, avoseyem shem ba'am v'klav v'neyem. Nisa v'siachtem ima. They come to Yichud. Amalam etzar she'etei ishtay shruya imay v'beis ha-sefer. Listen to this. The Rebbe got to take his wife along to school. Ella hi v'beis ha-sefer. Amalam etzar she'etei ishtay shruya imay. Ain't I'm allowed? So she stay sure. Okay, very good. Eli bebeis of malamid b'mekaymai that he can be a malamid. If he once he has a wife, this doesn't apply. Again, generally this has to do with tutors. There are tutors who have problems. Young ladies call me. They go to a house. They do therapy, and sometimes only the father is home. So if the child is not suitable to be a shomer, then there's an absolute issur. Even suitable to be a shomer here, it sounds like it's not something Chazal wanted. So you leave the door open. What? How's it different than a doctor? And we have a doctor. We had that you have to have a. There was shittis that is umbil nasei torin, which comes from simukov tzev dekei nyeradeya. And the other thing was to leave that there are nurses around. There are people coming and going. Right, it should be more or less the same. Okay, so it's interesting. They have 20 sifim. Like I said, the last 10 are pretty much in rapid succession. And okay, we start Simchav Gimel. When I started Evan Ezra, I never dreamt of making the Simchav Gimel. I thought you know, the interest would wane after a couple of simanim, and Baruch Hashem, we're very zeifer to be able to keep it up. Okay, I've got
what do you see in